ability who vexed him we see excited in his behalf.
Now we've shown our power, let us seem humbler after it is done than when it was a doing.
Because his mother, now let's not meet her.
Why?
They say she's mad.
The horrid plague of the gods requite your alarm.
Please, please, be not so loud.
Isn't I good for weeping, you dear? Nay, you shall hear some harm.
Ah, will you be gone?
You shall stay too. Why would I have the power to say so to my husband?
Are you mankind?
I, fool. Is that a shame? Note that this fool was not a man, my father. Hast thou foxship to banish him that struck more blows for Rome than thou hast spoken words?
Oh, blessed heaven.
More noble blows than ever thy wise words, and for Rome's good. I'll tell thee what. Yes, go!
Nay, no, stay too! I put my son were in Arabia on my side before him, his good sword in his hand.
What then?
What then? He'd make an end of thy posterity.
Bastards are all. Good man, the wounds that he does bear for Rome.
Come, come, peace.
I would he had continued to his country as he began. And not unknit himself the noble knot he made.
I would he had.
I would he had. 'Twas you incensed the rabble. Cats! That can judge as thickly of his worth as I can of those mysteries which heaven will not ever know.
Okay, let's go.
Now, pray, sir, get you gone. You have done a brave deed. Ere you go, hear this. As far as doth the capital exceed the meanest house in Rome, so far my son, this lady's husband here, this, do you see whom you banish? Does exceed you all?
Well, well, we'll leave you.
Why stay we to be baited with one that wants her wits?
Take my prayers with you. I would the gods had nothing else to do but to confirm my curse. Could I meet him but once a day, it would unclog my heart with what lies heavy to
you. Have chosen Rome, and by my troth you have cause. You sup with me.
Thank you, my meat. I sup upon myself, and so shall starve with feeding. Come, let's go. Leave this faint puling and lament as I do. In anger, June will like. Come. Come.